Welcome to Egyptian Mysticism Yesterday, A Course in Miracles Today, a 365-step journey to enlightenment, guided by Dr. Caroline Aziz Fuqua.
And now presenting Dr. Caroline's groundbreaking works, Keys to the Kingdom.
Consequence: do unto others as you would have them do unto you. Matthew 7:12. Not only because it is a nice way to behave, rather so that you'll have some awareness around what to expect with your relationships. Remember that the only thing that can come around is what you have sent around, and that you will only and always reap what you sow. Galatians 6:7. It's simple. When you plant a squash seed, stop expecting strawberries. To have love, be loving, and to have peace, be peaceful. If you are unhappy with your circumstances, you must actively plant seeds that yield a different crop. You simply cannot sit and complain. The energy from that will only increase what you are complaining about. You have to consciously weed out what is growing and replant based on the desired outcome. Think of it as carrying around two Ziploc bags of seeds, thoughts. The one in your right hand is filled with seeds of complaints, negativity, lack. And the one in your left hand is filled with seeds of joy, love, praise, and abundance. You have the choice which bag you will reach into and plant with every thought you think. So before you just randomly scatter seeds and then act surprised by your crop, pause before you unzip either bag. Take the time to decide the results you desire, and then unzip the bag that will yield that crop. In order to do this, it requires that you squeeze yourself into the present moment to be fully conscious of every thought planted. When you experience a consequence, know that you are not being victimized or punished. You are simply experiencing the working of the law. And you must inevitably learn to be happy and thankful for that, because that is the only way you can correct and ultimately grow an extraordinary life. Everything you give is multiplied and given back to you. Try this experiment. Take one apple, cut it into nice-sized slices, and then pass it around your office, classroom, neighborhood, etc. My experience is that if you are sincerely giving and not giving to get, most of those people will return to you with a whole apple, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. Luke 6:38.